This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, what's going on?
Sorry. Good?
Yeah. Monday, torrential rain.
Yeah. Now it's fine. It's just grey now.
It is, yes. Yes. So yes. Today on anniversary, we're going to do one of my favourite albums of all time.
Yes.
Probably if I was picking a top 10 of my personal favourite records ever, this would be in it.
Yeah, I would.
It's The Clash, London Calling, which is turning 40.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
I can believe, but I also understand.
Yes, true. So just a brief background about, we've talked about The Clash before on anniversary albums. So they were formed in London in 1976, and obviously they're made up of Joe Strummer, Mick Jones, Paul Simonon, and Topper Hedden. Mm. And they obviously were one of the essential bands in the emerging punk rock scene in London during the mid-70s. We all know the names, The Damned, The Buzzcocks, The Sex Pistols, all those people. And they had a very good live reputation and a strong following, as all the bands did in the scene, which was by and large a reaction to two things. One, the dull economic backwardness of 70s Britain, and two, the excesses of the classic rock and prog rock period, as yes. We've spoken about before.
Yes, indeed.
So we won't go into that any more detail. In connection with that, though, there's a very famous line in the title track of this album, just linked to that whole kind of classic rock thing. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. Obviously, that's in the title track, London Calling, and that's a reference to, obviously, the disdain many people, punk rockers, had for music of the 60s and in the early 70s.
They wanted to destroy it.
They did. It was like year zero in society and in music.
Yes.
So The Clash quickly released two very successful albums after forming in 1976. Obviously, they had the self-titled debut album in 1977. They also released another album in 1978 as well. And these were very much based in that heavy punk rock style. There were small glimpses of them embracing other styles of music, notably reggae. But it wasn't until 1979, after touring actually with some rock and roll legends, Bo Diddley they toured with and other people, that they wanted to embrace this kind of the other non-punk styles of music on their next album, and that album would be London Calling.
Yes.
And the sessions of this album began with them actually just doing cover songs of famous reggae, soul, and rock and roll tracks before they got down to the business of writing new material for the record. And the structure of these sessions was that Mick Jones would tend to write and arrange the music, while Joe Strummer would write the lyrics, and many of which obviously were very political, socially charged lyrics. And they had a reputation already by this stage of being quite a political band. And musically, as I've been saying, the album, it was quite diverse, very much influenced by reggae, rock and roll, R&B, soul music. And they certainly broadened their horizons and their wider palette of sounds on this record. So we're going to start with track number 6, which is called Spanish Bombs. It was very difficult picking tracks for this particular week because every track on this album is pretty much a bona fide classic. Mm. So it was very hard to narrow down to just 3 tracks. But we're going to start with Spanish Bombs. And this is a song, quite a political song. And Joe Strummer wrote this after hearing a news report actually on the radio about Basque separatists bombing tourist hotels in Spain. And he said it reminded him of the IRA's bombing campaign in the UK at the time. So it's one of the more political songs on the record.
Fighters died up on the hill. They sang the red flag. They wore the black one after
Yeah, so that's Spanish Bombs.
Cool. For those of you who have just tuned in, this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. We're looking at London Calling by The Clash.
Yes, indeed. So the next track we're going to play is called The Right Profile. And this is track number 7. And it has a more kind of up-tempo, horn-laden, slightly reggae-ish feel to it.
Horn-laden.
Lots of horns. And again, obviously, this shows their musical evolution. And they're willing to try new things and bring in new styles of music into the punk rock scene, which is really cool.
Say, where did I see this guy? In Red River. Or a place in the sun. Maybe a misfit. Head to the tunnel. Hustlers rustle and pimp the beat. Marley Cliff is recognized at dawn. He ain't got no shoes, who's a thong? Applause and dim the light. Marley's face is broken on a wheel. Is he alive? Can he still feel? And everybody says he's alright. Everybody says shine a light. Everybody says it's not fine. That's Montgomery Clifton. Numbs it all, but I prefer.
Gorgy. That was just
Gorgy.
That was just Gorgy.
It was. I love those horns. Pump it.
Pump it.
Yeah. So, should we talk about reception, legacy, and all those big words?
Well, we might want to talk about that after this break.
Oh, okay.
But I did get a text in, and I'd like it to share it
it's
with you.
It's quite lovely.
It's quite lovely. Shared a cigarette and a drink with Joe after a concert in Sydney. A true gentleman and genius. We were 18 and in love with him. Best concert ever, long, long time ago. Wow.
Sweet.
That sounds very sweet.
It does.
Okay, well, we'll be concluding Anniversary Albums, London Calling, The Clash, after this.
Do you know why I stopped you, mate?
Oh, I'm driving a pretty sketchy Skyline.
No, turn your engine off, please.
My Westers Best bumper sticker?
No, it's all the bloody books. They're screwing your windows, mate. It's a frankly dangerous amount of literature. And put your phone away.
Going West Writers Festival is bringing together New Zealand's greatest authors, poets, playwrights and musicians for a whole plethora of events. There's something for everyone and a bunch of it's free, so get involved. Going West Writers Festival, September 6th to the 15th. Go to goingwestfest.co.nz.
What an occasion. My friends, the music, the atmosphere. You know what I could go for? An interesting cocktail.
Liquor King Delivery, everything you need for an interesting cocktail delivered to your door.
Hot dog!
Discover interesting cocktails and more at Liquor King. More than your average bottle store, Liquor King has that little something extra. And now there's free delivery on any order with code BFM. That's free delivery with code BFM. Liquor King. Go to lk.co.nz. Terms and conditions apply.
In the market for a cleaner, healthier home? Craft Homes is your first choice. They work with you from design to project completion for a home that's minimum impact, maximum efficiency. Building Homestar 6 homes through to Passive House standard, Craft Homes are smarter, more energy efficient, and built from sustainable and environmentally friendly products. Don't just build a home, build a more sustainable future. Craft Homes. Homestar approved practitioners. Go to crafthomes.co.nz.
And I'm here to say, looking for a flatmate in the Lynn that's grey. You gotta be cool and you gotta be tough. You gotta be a vegan and no pets or smokers.
Room in Freeman's Bay Cottage. Me, urban sophisticated wine expert, French cinema aficionado. You, educated, tidy, silent.
Room in flat, Mount Eden. Text Dave.
Whoever or wherever you're after, the 95BFM Accommodation Guide is here for you. Email your listing to accommodationguide@95bfm.com. The 95BFM Accommodation Guide, every Thursday on drive and online at 95bfm.com.
Kia ora everyone, my name's Geneva and I'm here with Sam Smith, who's taking us through London Calling by The Clash for Anniversary Albums this week.
Morena, yes. So just let's talk about how it was received. So it had modest success commercially, made it number 9 in the UK.
Commercially?
27 in the US charts. But critically, it was received widespread critical acclaim at the time. Critics were impressed with the broad appeal of the music, the energy on display, very much the embracing of other styles outside of punk music. And it was these positive reviews that led many to pick it as the best album of the year. And its legacy has only gotten better with time. Rolling Stone magazine ranked it number 8 in their greatest albums of all time list, and that was out of 500 records, so that's pretty impressive. Q magazine named it the 4th best British album of all time, and Pitchfork named it the 2nd best album of the 1970s. And it's definitely considered a pioneering and classic album of the period, and for many, The Clash's best album. It was also inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame as an album in 2007.
Mm.
So big props there, and it, I guess it showed punk rock could be more than just, you know, three chords and loud, angry aggression, and that if you experimented with other styles and sounds, you could do anything, really. And this album was just the start of what The Clash were doing in terms of their evolving their sound. On the next album, Sandinista, that was a triple album, and it went even further in the direction of new and interesting styles compared to even London Calling. They embraced dub and hip-hop even on their next record, which is quite interesting. And they obviously went on to release 3 more albums before splitting up in 1986, but obviously their musical influence, particularly on future punk and alternative music, is very clear to see.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So we're going to finish with the second to last track on the record. It's a cover, actually, a cover song of a Danny Ray song, who is a Jamaican reggae singer, and it's called Revolution Rock, and he actually put his version of this song out just before this album came out. So it was a relatively new song at the time, and yeah, they decided, well, let's cover it. Why not?
That's so cool. Well, thank you very much, Sam, for coming in.
No problem.
And yeah, see you next week for more anniversary albums.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Thank you. anything. And Bongo Jam's a speciality.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.